Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets finished in the red after a choppy session as a fresh spike in bond yields weighed on investors' minds. Dow slipped 19 points or 0.1%, broader S&P 500 shedding 0.5%, where it was energy and technology sectors leading the decline, and the tech-centric NASDAQ fell 0.9%. News that congressional leaders reached an agreement on a two-year budget pact that would increase fiscal spending by $300 billion on the back of a big increase in military spending is likely to put rest to fears of another government shutdown. That deal does still need to be approved by Congress. Just on the US corporate results front, Tesla is up over 2% in after-hours trading after releasing their fourth quarter earnings after the closing bell. European equity markets joined the global rebound and arrested a seven-session decline. Germany's DAX recovering 1.6% and France's CAC up 1.8%. News that German Chancellor Angela Merkel's party and its former centre-left partner agreed on a formal deal to set up a governing coalition has also helped investor sentiment. London's FTSE was up 1.9%, also gaining for the first time in seven sessions and climbing off a 10-month low, where it was home builders up strongly and shrugging off a downbeat report on the UK housing market. Also, Rio Tinto rising 0.9% after their results following our close yesterday. Base metals weaker across the board. Copper fell 2% to just under $3.15 a pound. That added to Tuesday's 1.3% slide. Elsewhere, nickel was down 0.9%, aluminium down 0.2%, and zinc down 0.8%. Spot iron ore continued to rally, extending its rally into a fourth consecutive day. Benchmark contract up $1.28 to $77.20 a metric tonne. That takes its four-day rally to 5.9%. Chinese iron ore, coking coal, and coke futures all rallied yesterday amid signs that steel mills were apparently restocking ahead of the approaching Lunar New Year holiday break. Gold futures fell as the US dollar firmed and as global equity markets continued to rebound. Gold futures down $14.90 or 1.1% at around $1,314.60 an ounce. Sharp falls on the oil markets, falling for a fourth consecutive session following the release of the latest official weekly inventory report that showed US crude and fuel stockpiles rose last week, while American drillers continued to increase production. That saw WTI tumble $1.60 or 2.5% to $61.79 a barrel, Brent down $1.35 to $65.51 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields bounced back, as I said at the top of the report, up 7 basis points to 2.84%. That rebound in yields also came following a soft US $24 billion 10-year Treasury auction. Also, a host of Fed speakers speaking overnight. Aussie dollar softer this morning, buying 78.21 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.